This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is pressing ahead to try to win parliamentary backing for his new Brexit deal, even as the European Union considers his grudging request to extend the looming October 31st Brexit deadline. British Minister Michael Gove tells Sky News Brexit will happen.
We are going to leave by October the 31st. We have the means and the ability to do so.
Johnson sent an unsigned letter to the EU late Saturday seeking a delay to Britain's impending departure from the bloc as required by law. Gove says the letter is a formality.
The letter was sent because Parliament required it to be sent. But as David Davis pointed out earlier, Parliament can insist that the letter was sent, but Parliament can't change the Prime Minister's mind.
On Sunday, the European Union's chief Brexit negotiator met with EU ambassadors to discuss the consequences of the letters.
It was a very short and normal meeting of the EU 27 ambassadors to launch the next steps of the EU ratification of the agreement.
He says EU Council President Donald Tusk will hold consultations on the request in the next days. Turkish Defense Ministry says one Turkish soldier was killed and another was wounded Sunday after an attack by the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia in northeast Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says overall, the ceasefire is working. Speaking to reporters on his way to a surprise visit to Afghanistan, he says the U.S. troops in Syria will move to western Iraq.
Two missions. One is to help defend Iraq, and two is to perform a counter-ISIS mission as we sort through the next steps.
Esper is in Afghanistan to try to restart peace talks with the Taliban. For all the latest news, whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. This is VOA News.